Proverbs chapter 23.
Proverbs chapter 23. Just going to begin reading in verse 23 and read through verse 25. Just a few verses. Let's stand out of respect to God's word this morning as we read these three verses. Proverbs chapter 23, verse number 23. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and as we spend just a few moments in it this morning, Father, may your Holy Spirit guide us and instruct us into all truth. We'll thank you for what you'll do now in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. This morning, I'd like to do a little different than I've ever done on Mother's Day. Usually on Mother's Day, you talk about the mothers and try to encourage our mothers to be godly women, the Proverbs 31 mothers, and I think we all understand what that's all about and are doing our best to get there. So I'd like to take it from a little different angle this morning. How many of you here have a mother? Okay, we all had a mother at one point. Some of us, our mothers may be with the Lord at this point in time. But I don't think that changes anything. The message I'd like to bring this morning is just simply how to be a blessing to your mother. How to be a blessing to your mother. And the book of Proverbs has a lot to say about our mothers, including, of course, Proverbs chapter 31, although we're going to stay out of Proverbs chapter 31. At least we're not going to go there, not because it's not a good chapter. It's a great chapter. But there's some things that he tells us, God tells us here in the book of Proverbs, by way of instruction on how we can be a blessing to our mother. I think everyone loves their mother. At least we ought to. I know I've dealt with people that have had issues with their moms, but deep down they loved their mother, and that was the cause of the issues. There was frustration because there was some animosity there. And if we'll just simply follow these guidelines, that animosity won't be there, and we'll all get along wonderfully with our mothers, and we'll be a blessing to mom. All right, and so this applies to all of us, whether it be men or women, whether it be young or old, whether our moms are still here on this earth or whether our moms have gone on ahead, whether they're in heaven or whether they may not be. I mean, maybe some of us have mothers that didn't know the Lord as their Savior. They still will be pleased by the same thing. All of these mothers will be pleased by the same thing in your life. You'll be a blessing if you'll apply these. The first thing we need to do, and found in this passage that we read, is walk with the Lord. Just as simple as that. If you want to please your mom, this is where it all begins. You need to learn to walk with God. And that's what this passage that we read here in Proverbs chapter 23 is all about. Someone who walks with God, whether it be a man or a woman, who knows the Lord as their Savior, but also as their friend, because they're obedient to the things of God and doing what His Word commands them to do and walking a righteous life. If we're not walking that way, we'll never be a blessing to our mother. Now you say, well, Pastor, how in the world, by being a Christian and walking with God, can I be a blessing to my mother who's gone on ahead and is right now burning in the eternal fire? And it's a terrible thing to think that's where mom might be, but if that's the case, then that's the case, and that's unfortunate. But how can we be a blessing to mom if that's where she might be if I'm walking with God? Well, I would take you over to the book of Luke, where Luke introduces us to Lazarus, the rich man and Lazarus. Now, Lazarus was a beggar. You know what happened there. The rich man was wealthy, obviously. We never know his name. God never tells us because God doesn't know a lost man's name. Now, he's omniscient. He does actually know their name, but he's trying to get the point across to us that they don't have the same relationship with him that a saved person has. Well, the rich man dies and he's in hell. And he's talking to God represented as Abraham there. And towards the end of that conversation, the rich man, when he realizes he will never escape the fires of hell, has a great burden for his brothers. You see, because he was there and knew what it was like, did not want his brothers to go to that same place. And so I say again, you can be a blessing to your mothers, no matter where they may be, by walking with God. And so that's an important case. As I said, this is where it all begins. You see, moms rejoice in the success and they grieve over the failures in our lives. And so the only way to have success in life is how? Joshua chapter 1, verse number 8, the only time the word success is given to us. And it talks about God's Word. And so the only way we can be a success in life is by applying the Word of God to our life, living a righteous life. If we try to live as the world tells us to live, we'll be a failure. Now, we may have money and we may have fortune and we may have fame, but that's fleeting. That is not success. That may be the world's definition of success, but that will not bring a blessing to our mothers. And so the first thing we need to learn to do is we need to learn to walk with God. A second thing that we need to do, look up just a couple of verses to verse number 22. Proverbs 23, 22. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. A second way we can be a blessing to our mother is to treat her well in her time of need. You know, we live in such a selfish society and a selfish culture today that everything is all about me. How is this going to affect me? How is this going to make me happy? How is this going to make me richer? How is this going to make me happier? How is this going to make me have more pleasure in life? How is this going to elevate me in my job? How is this going to make my family life better? It's all about me, and that's all we ever think about. And when our parents have needs, and in particular our mother here has a great need, that will interfere with our own selfish desires. And God says if we want to be a blessing to our mother, during these times we must be careful not to despise her, to count her as something little and insignificant and unimportant. What God is trying to tell us is we need to put our mother on the top of our priority list. And we need to minister to her and meet the needs that she has. And do so without complaining and to do so sacrificially. How quickly we forget when we were young and we weren't able to care for ourselves, not even able to dress ourselves or feed ourselves, and mom took care of all of that. That's why God gave you a mother. If you only had a father, you wouldn't live. Now, they can get dinner themselves. They're 2 years old. I don't see what the problem is. That's the way dads think. They're okay. They can eat Cap'n Crunch for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It makes my life a whole lot easier. Just think of all the problems that we would have trying to grow up if not all of you dads are as irresponsible as I am. You're a little bit more skilled at life, perhaps, than me. But moms just naturally take care of those needs without complaining, without griping. It's just the way God built women. And how quickly we forget that. And now mom is in need, and mom is having trouble taking care of herself. How do we respond? Do we do so without complaining, without murmuring, sacrificially? If you're going to be a blessing to your mom, you really need to do it in that fashion and put her at the top of your priority list. And it's not always when moms are elderly. Now, that's the reference here. But through health needs and through other things that just are a part of life, we need to meet those needs. Point number three. First of all, if you want to be a blessing to your mom, walk with God. Secondly, if you want to be a blessing to your mom, take care of her in her time of need. Treat her well in her time of need. Thirdly, we need to turn back to the first chapter of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1, verse number 8. God says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. And so the third way we can be a blessing to our mothers is to not forsake the law of our mother. Don't forsake her law. Now, it's interesting the words that God chooses, because God is again trying to paint that difference between a man and a woman, a dad and a mom. With a dad, it's instruction. But what is it with a mom? It's a law. The mom's the lawgiver in the home. Now, us guys would like to, as the head of the homes, would like to think, you know, I lay the law down. I'm not really, if you think about it. We give instruction, but moms give laws. Now, before we go any further, let's define law. Do you like law? I do, most of the time. When I'm in a hurry and I see those little white signs with big white big black lettering on the side of the highway, I'd rather not have that sign there. I'd rather have those letters instead of reading numbers that are a 7 and a 0. I'd rather it said whatever you feel comfortable with. That'd be a lot better. I'd get everywhere I'm trying to go a lot faster. But it doesn't work that way, does it? There's a law there. Now, why is that law there? Now, the principle is exactly the same of the laws a mother puts down in the household with the laws that our governmental systems put on the side of the highway. For your safety. You see, dads, you know, when it comes to little son playing with a knife, well, if he cuts his finger off, he'll learn not to do that again. That's the way we think. But a mom sees a knife in a junior's hand, and man, she just panics and screams and runs over and gets that knife out of his hand. You see, she's laying down a law. Dad's just giving instruction. But she's doing that because she loves him and for his own safety. Too often we get the wrong viewpoint of law, especially in regard to God's law. We think it's there just to take the fun out of life. Just to put restrictions that are senseless and needless in my life that I can break anytime I want. That's the way we think. But God and our mothers put those laws there for our own safety and protection. Now, there's something else I want you to notice in this verse. You see, mothers give us a law because they love us and they want us to stay safe. They don't want us to get hurt, whether it's emotional hurt in advice and relationships, or whether it's physical hurt and playing with knives when we don't know better as far as how to play with them. But there's a second thing I want you to notice here. When he says, forsake not the law of your mother, change the pronoun there. It's not talking about a youth. I believe this is talking about a son and a daughter that have reached the age of adulthood. What they're saying is don't get caught up in the ways of the world. You see, there's a lot of philosophies out there that will hurt you, that will harm you, both physically and emotionally. And your mom, no matter how old she is, always cares for you. She always loves you. And she always wants you to stay safe. That's just the way a mom is. And if we're going to honor her and bless her, we're going to keep the same rules that she laid down in the home when we go off and make our own homes. How many of you woke up one day and realized, you know what? I'm just like my mom. I said I never would, and yet here I am. Now, I said that about my dad, or at least I thought it. I thought, you know, I never thought I'd be like my dad. And I find myself acting more and more like him the older I get. And you know what that is? That's a compliment to your mom. That's you not forsaking her law. That's a good thing. It's when the world is changing that we're filling our jailhouses, and when we're seeing young people leaving this world well before their time, because of the way they've lived, they did not stay within the parameters of the safety that their mothers laid down. And so if you want to be a blessing to your mother, walk with God. If you want to be a blessing with your mother, treat her well in a time of need. If you want to be a blessing to your mother, forsake not her law. And then fourthly, over in Proverbs chapter 20, verse number 20. The Bible says, whoso curses his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. So to change this around to make it a positive statement instead of saying about cursing, we speak well. Speak well of your mother. It's easy to criticize our parents. It's easy to criticize our mother. After all, they make all these rules, and we don't always agree with them because we don't understand them. The older we get, we begin to understand them. We don't become so critical, but we need to speak well of our mother. Now, the consequences of not speaking well, of cursing our mother, are twofold. He talks about the lamp being put out. In the culture in which the scriptures were written, it was very rare that the lamp would be put out in the house. It burned all night long. If you went to a house that didn't have a lamp burning, it just meant that they were in deep poverty, that there was something wrong in that home. And they didn't have the coins to put together to get the oil or the means to get the oil to put in the lamp to burn it all night long. What God is telling us here, if we're not going to speak well of our mother and our father, if we're going to curse them, it's going to lead us to poverty. And then he goes on and talks about the obscure darkness. The lamp is put out in obscure darkness. That's just talking about cluelessness. Being in an area where you just don't know what's going on. Do you ever try to walk through the dark when it's absolute darkness? Even in your own house where you know all the furniture is, it's not an easy thing to do. And how often we stub our toe or bump into something because of that. You just don't know which way to turn. And it's easy to lose your directions at a time like that. God says when we don't speak well of dear old mom, our life is going to become a disaster. And we're not going to know how it all happened. We're going to wake up one day and our life will be what we dreamed it never to become. It's going to become a horrible mess, and we don't know how to get out of it because we're clueless, because we haven't honored mom and her ways. How to be a blessing to your mom. I hope you all want to be a blessing to your mom this morning. Well, you won't be a blessing unless you walk with God. It's just that simple. You need to be saved. If you're here or if you're listening and you're not saved, boy, we'd sure like to help you with that. That's where it all begins. But it doesn't end with coming to the Lord as your Savior. You see, you need to walk with God. You need to know Him as your Savior and your friend. If you want to be a blessing to mom, treat her well in her time of need. If you want to be a blessing to mom, forsake not her law, even into your elder years. If you want to be a blessing to mom, speak well of her. Speak well of her. Father, we thank You for this day that we honor our mothers. Father, thank You for giving us our mothers in the way You designed them to love us unconditionally and always care for our needs sacrificially and uncomplainingly. Father, help us to return that love to them and to honor them at all times, even after they've left this world. Father, if there even be one listening today without Christ, Father, may they come to know You as their Savior. Now bless us as we go our separate way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.